This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. For the past couple of years, the genre-bending ensemble Brooklyn Rider has been digging into a project that violist Nicholas Cords believes speaks to why they're a string quartet in the first place.
Something that we try to do is find music that creates many different kinds of connections for different types of listeners. And this project is really about asking composers from different genres, from jazz, rock, folk, to write pieces that are influenced by heroes of theirs who are other artists. And I think immediately we developed a sense in this project that there are so many places to plug into, both for us, the composers, and our audience. These pieces are all designed to be somewhat on the shorter side, which actually provides an interesting place in terms of how you program a concert, because a lot of the standard quartet repertory are extended four-movement works, but there's so often a need for smaller interstitial pieces in a program, and I think these pieces actually will serve us for years to come in that regard.
Violinist Colin Jacobson explains just how this project called the Brooklyn Rider Almanac came about.
Going back to our roots, just embedded in our name, Brooklyn Rider, is our admiration for the Blue Rider group of Munich about 100 years ago that consisted of people like Kandinsky and Arnold Schoenberg, Franz Marc, and they put together an almanac or a sort of artistic manifesto of their time. And we just loved the idea of all those art forms mingling at the time, which gave inspiration for our name. I guess it just seemed natural as we approach our 10th anniversary to go back to those roots and use them as inspiration to develop our own project.
Folk singer and songwriter Aoife O'Donovan's contribution to this project is a fiddle-based tune, and it's filled with nostalgia. It's titled Show Me. Colin says her song was inspired by author William Faulkner.
She was reading a book of his, I think on a train, while she was on tour somewhere, maybe in Scandinavia. In that book, there's a moment where the character has gone down to the river or body of water and is, you know, reflecting upon life and whether it's, you know, what is it worth. But yeah, definitely the second part of this tune is very fiddly influenced. It's beautiful.
One goal for this project, according to violinist Johnny Gandelsman, is to enrich the quartet repertoire overall, and he thinks that Gonzalo Grau's piece called Five-Legged Cat is one that other groups are going to have a lot of fun playing.
It's a Venezuelan merengue. Gonzalo was inspired by the great jazz pianist Chick Corea, but drawing inspiration also from his homeland's folk rhythms, which a lot of them happen in the rhythm of 5/8. So hence the, you know, five-legged cat and having the listener imagine the possibility of dancing a merengue in a 5/8 is exciting.
And Nick says in this piece, it's also thrilling to expand the sonic sound of the string quartet.
There are many times in this piece where we act as percussion. So that might involve stomping on the floor. And there's also literally tapping on the instrument body itself, which is, you know, such a resonant body. It creates a whole world of sound unto itself.
The works that make up the Brooklyn Rider Almanac are quickly becoming part of the quartet's concert season. After each performance, everyone seems to have a different favorite, and Johnny says it's another reason that this is a very special project.
That's the great thing about this album, is just how diverse all the pieces are and how many different worlds we try to get to.
Those different worlds have now come together in this new disc, the Brooklyn Rider Almanac. Future plans for this project could include working with choreographers or animators as this adventurous quartet continues to make new connections. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.